give us your thoughts on the first preseason game, and specifically how your line felt.
Yeah, it was nice to play a game. Our line, I thought we had some good offensive zone shifts. We're just trying to get to know each other a little bit. So it's, well, obviously, I didn't get better, but for the first one, it wasn't too bad.
What are your first impressions of Christian Vesalainen?
He's a big guy. I think he's good at holding on to the pucks in the corners in the offensive zone. So that's a great quality to have. So it's nice to have that on our line. And I just try to talk to him as much as I can, give him little details on how we play here, our system and stuff. So, but the first impression is he looked pretty good.
You feel like the dad showing the young guys around?
Yeah, a little bit. Especially for him coming in, doesn't know anything about our system from last year. So everything from D zone to neutral zone to forecheck to every little situation, really. So he's still learning, so I'll try to help him as much as I can.
We obviously don't know if that line's going to stay together or anything, but how would you describe it, the line and the potential of it?
I think we got potential to score goals. We're three guys that can put up points, work hard. Rosie's a really good skater. I see our line as a line that can produce and definitely to try and make a difference and for a team trying to win games.
Surprised that a guy like Christian, who's just new to North American style hockey, was so engaged last night. I mean, Paul even said, and a willingness to go in the corner and protect pucks down low, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know him as a player, but with his size, it's nice to see that he's willing to do that. He's such a big guy, so if he wants to do that, get in the corners, battle, I think he could be an effective player for us doing that.
There were a couple of moments with exactly that ability. He pulled a couple of pucks off the wall, and yourself as well. Mm-hmm. First game of preseason, are you taking even 10% off? Or are you in there to win every puck? Or what's the attitude there? Just stay safe or go for everything?
Me personally, I go for everything. Whatever it's a preseason or full season, I always go as hard as I can, so I don't take 10% off ever. And I think these young kids are doing the same. They're trying to make the team. So last night, I thought we battled as hard as we could, and we were actually happy to come up with a win.
Why do you still take that approach?
That's just who I am, I guess. I've always been like that. I get on the ice, and I'm a competitive guy, so I just try to be the best I can every single time I step on the ice.
It's a natural progression, and you're not old by any stretch, but it's funny how you transition from being a young guy in this league to being a mentor. You find that?
Yeah, a young mentor, really, only 30 years old, but when you look on a roster, I might be, fifth oldest guy on the team right now. But yeah, it's a young men's game now, so it's nice to help these guys, show them what I've learned over the years, and show them my work ethic. You know, it's always something I like to show all those guys. You know, I work as hard as I can, so I expect the same from my line mates. So young guys coming on the ice with me.
Just what you need to do is parent three at home and parent a couple more.
yeah, definitely. It's the same. Go home, parent, come here to do the same thing. That's funny, but yeah. Kind of feels like that, to be honest.
You have to learn some Finnish words to help with communicate with Christian or not?
No, not yet. Actually, he's pretty good. He knows English already, so it's, these Finnish kids usually come in and they already know the language, which is nice.
Matthew, as a winger, what's one of the toughest things? There's a lot of talk about, playing with the puck on the wall. Yeah. Paul was just in here talking about how, if a winger can do that, he's going to get minutes in this league. What's one of the toughest things about handling the puck on the wall, especially, I would say, with a pinching defenseman coming down on you?
Yeah, it's something you got to learn over the course of your career to find a way. You got to do everything it takes to get out of the zone, really, as a winger. For me, last night, playing the right wing was the first time playing the right wing. I struggled a few times with it because I've never experienced it. So it's, you see, even now, like I'm getting older, but I'm still learning a few things. So for these young guys too, it's the same thing. But yeah, once the puck is on your stick, I feel wingers, it's your responsibility to make sure this puck goes into a safe area.